You're listening to SBS News.
Women overboard. Lots of them. Welcome aboard. And I'm all out of towels. Winning.
That Australian ad for Ultra Tune's Unexpected Situations campaign featuring American actor Charlie Sheen was cleared by regulatory body Ad Standards after numerous complaints were made saying it was degrading and sexually objectified women. But Ad Standards rejected these claims, saying it didn't breach the rules because women were not depicted as objects or commodities. This ad also attracted criticism, with some commentators saying it made women look stupid and clueless.
Do you know what your insurance covers you for?
I definitely think I'm probably
quite sure that maybe I'm
perhaps covered. At least I think so.
Don't just think you're covered, no, you are.
Recent research from RMIT University and Women's Health Victoria have looked at gender portrayals in advertising, saying stereotypes are so prevalent that consumers have largely become desensitised to depictions of gender. Diane Hill is the CEO of Women's Health Victoria. She says the service has been running a project called Inequality in Advertising for the last 2 years. They've also launched a toolkit providing people with information on how to complain about sexist advertising.
We have actually explained how they can actually report or complain about sexist ads. We've developed a template so that they can make a complaint. We've also got some information as to how they can actually make complaints about social media and online advertising.
Participants in the RMIT study felt that advertising portrayals of women and men often showed women as homemakers, mothers, or sex objects, with men portrayed in roles associated with leadership and power. Ms. Hill says academic research shows these portrayals feed into gender inequality, a major driver of violence against women.
We have academic research. We have also been working with consumers and done consumer consultation. And what we know is that when women are portrayed in the media as being passive, as being sexualised, as being domesticated, that all of those things contribute to gender inequality. And gender inequality is a key driver of violence against women.
RMIT's data on responses to gender portrayals in advertising came from 10 focus groups held in Victoria, where 46 women and 28 men were interviewed on their perceptions of gender portrayals in advertising. The report featured a range of comments from some of the participants.
Women are expected to be sexy but nurturing. Even in perfume ads for males, women have extreme body type and they're looking really alluring and really seductive. But at the same time, they want to use women as nurturing, taking care of the family.
If other people think men are supposed to be tough and strong and they're not, they might want to bully that male. Or if they've been persuaded by society that that image of a man is not supposed to be sensitive and stuff like that, people might be like, oh, you're not a man. And then they can put them down.
Dr. Lauren Guerrieri is a senior lecturer in marketing and one of the authors of the study. She says social media mean people are now exposed to a lot of advertising that is not produced in Australia, making it much more difficult to respond to.
We're really seeing very sexually objectified representations of women on those platforms. We're also seeing some violent representations, and we're really concerned about this because what we know is that advertising works as a cultural feeder. So it is a way in which men and women learn about their identities, what's appropriate, how they should behaving, the types of attitudes that they should be holding. And these more problematic gender portrayals really work in a way against our broader efforts to address violence against women.
Dr. Guerrieri says the current complaint system does not pick up on the cumulative effect of seeing the same sorts of ads.
This is where it becomes really important to complain. Often what our respondents and our research highlighted to us was that it wasn't that one standalone representation, but it was this cumulative impact where we saw the same representation again and again and again. So unfortunately, the current system doesn't allow us to pick up that more cumulative impact of these types of representations.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.